Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. PennDOT is issuing an alert for drivers. A bridge redecking project is going to close the eastbound Schuylkill Expressway and Grays Ferry for 4 weekends this fall. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the story from PennDOT's King of Prussia headquarters.
Redecking work is planned for two bridges on the eastbound Schuylkill Expressway, one over the Schuylkill River and one over Grays Ferry Avenue. That's going to close the eastbound lanes from just after the University Avenue off-ramp to just before the 34th Street on-ramp. The closures are happening on 4 straight weekends, starting September 21st. Drivers are advised to use the eastbound Vine Expressway to South 95 to avoid the closures. A local detour will take drivers off the highway at Grays Ferry Avenue and route them over the University Avenue Bridge back to 76 East.
A PennDOT official says drivers who use that stretch of highway should expect delays and that the closures could be rescheduled depending on weather and any postseason Phillies games. Work on the westbound side is scheduled for next year. A King of Prussia man who police say tried to kidnap his estranged wife in a Walmart parking lot with plans to rape and murder her has reached a plea deal with prosecutors. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward has more.
53-year-old Jeffrey K. Conway entered a no-contest plea to 4 charges, and in an agreement with prosecutors will be sentenced to 15 to 30 years in state prison once a sexually violent predator assessment's completed. Prosecutor Lauren Marvel says K. Conway was stalking and harassing his now ex-wife after she got a protection from abuse order last summer, then on November 19th.
The defendant found the victim. He had had a tracker on her car at the Walmart in Upper Marion in Montgomery County, and he approached her with an ice pick with zip ties.
Kay Conway tried to force her into the passenger seat of her car. When she refused, he stabbed her in the leg with the ice pick. She was able to escape through the passenger side door. People in the parking lot stepped in to help. Police found a copy of a court order from a violation of the PFA. On the bottom, they say Kay Conway had written he had until his next court date to kill her, adding, "What a weak system."
With a no-contest plea, Kay Conway isn't admitting guilt, but is conceding there would be enough evidence to convict him if he went to trial. Republicans in Trenton now say they will support efforts to ban smoking at Atlantic City casinos, joining some union workers who have been fighting for years to end smoking. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
The most recent bill to ban smoking at casinos hasn't been brought to a full vote yet. Republicans say they will join Democrats in favor of the ban to provide the votes needed to end it once and for all. Previous efforts have failed in the Democratic-controlled legislature. This was a welcome surprise for United Auto Workers Union Region 9 Director Daniel Vicente.
We did not think that we'd be sitting down with the Republican Party leadership in New Jersey and discussing like progressive pro-worker safety measures. But again, we will work with whoever has the backs of working people.
The UAW represents some, but not all, casino workers. Another union, Unite Here Local 54, has consistently said banning smoking will kill business and jobs. They didn't respond to our request for comment on this story. It's unclear if or when the bill would be brought for a vote. A Philadelphia man charged with shooting at police 2.5 years ago has pleaded guilty to some of the charges. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson with more from the Criminal Justice Center.
Tajon Durham admitted that one night in January of 2022, he shot at police nearly a dozen times as he tried to flee from them after an armed robbery. Police were called to Dittman and Norris Streets in the city's Tacony neighborhood for shots fired at officers, and that's when authorities say they saw Durham jump into a black Jeep and take off, blowing traffic lights and stop signs. They say during the chase, he fired at a marked police van. Prosecutors say when the Jeep eventually ran into some metal barriers along the Roosevelt Boulevard near Cottman, he jumped out, shot again, and ran into a parking lot at the Office Max in Castor Gardens, and then hid under a car until police eventually arrested him. Inside the Jeep, which prosecutors say was registered to Durham, they say they found another gun, ammunition, and a bulletproof vest with a police badge.
Durham pleaded guilty to four counts of aggravated assault and a gun charge, with prosecutors dropping attempted murder, assault on law enforcement, and several other related offenses. He will be sentenced in December. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.